Come in. I have sent my acolytes away, the lovely maidens who tend the garden. One, I think, is half in love with you. But I want to speak with you alone, mortal man. You have done well, guardsman, defending this shrine by night. You've let no iconoclast break my reliquaries, no demon defile my sacred fountain. With blade and shield and rosary, you have kept the inner sanctum of your seraph safe. Now approach and receive as your reward the grace of Eliana of the Seraphim, for I wish to give to you most generously, gentle warrior. Come, there is no profanation in approaching my fountain, nor in walking in my garden, for you are invited and so welcome. But I will make it easier. I will rise from this marble seat. Perhaps I will seem less imposing if I walk beside you beneath these flowering trees. You are taller than I, mortal man. Take my hand, beautiful human. There. Are not my fingers soft? I can feel how powerfully your life force beats through your fingers. It makes me quiver. Oh, it is not my angelic presence that makes you hesitate, lovely man. It is my body. Oh, I see. My nakedness causes you such inner alarm. I am no human woman. Seraphim need no clothing, but the touch of the wind and the gently whispered prayers of the faithful and the softness of our feathered wings. Here, let me press myself to your side, warm and soft. I'll drape my wing around us, brushing my feathers so softly across your cheek. Soft as a maiden's kiss. And then we will walk cloaked in white feathers, my nakedness and your own masculine glory, hidden from any eyes that see. No, I am not ashamed to be naked. No mother of mine ate any forbidden apple. Walk with me. Yes, here, to the reliquary by my fountain. There, we can stop here. There is something I wish to give you in reward for your bravery and service. Let me just pick up this small golden box. I have thought about opening this box and taking out this relic for 1,000 years, but I found no one worthy of it until now. My fingers tremble holding it, and I dare not open it. I dare not. Am I shy? I have never been shy before. Will you put your arms around me? I like that. Your body is so warm. Is mine warm to you? With my full angelic breasts nestled against your chest and my face softer than any woman's, gazing up at you with eyes deep as the sea. I have been a seraph a long time. I have flown far on these great wings that conceal and enfold us now in their secretive bower of white feathers. I once struck an army from a mountainside, my eyes blazing white with power, until those soldiers fluttered away on the wind as flakes of ash. O mortal, It has been such a burden, holding all this power. Sometimes I have felt like this soft, feminine body would burn away with the heat of it. I have held fire inside me like a thousand suns. I burn with it even now. I have done things, witnessed things you mortals could never even imagine. But there is one thing I have never experienced. There is one thing I have never known. I have never felt what your human women feel. To be vulnerable, held, ravished. To be held panting in a lover's strong arms. To find my heart and my body taken captive by a man's wild and passionate desire. I thirst for that. I thirst with the hunger of a blazing star, with the unquenchable need of a galaxy on fire. I am on fire, mortal. Will you not crush me in your arms and quench my fire? Never has any man kissed me. I have never felt that before. Being taken, my mouth taken, like that. Mortal, the gift you have given this immortal angel who is trembling in your arms. Let me give you a gift now. Inside this box I have kept this sacred golden circlet, just the right size to encircle and bind an angel's throat. Here, I'll open it, though my fingers tremble still. Hold me, guardsman. Hold me close. Look, I will show you. I will place this around my own throat, as I never have before. There. The metal is so cool against my skin. It needs only your hands. Your warm, powerful hands to lock it shut. To lock it on my throat. The golden collar that will make a seraph who holds in her soul the powers of healing and destruction blossom and brimstone. Power to change a fish into a lion or to bend time. The golden collar that will make a seraph your lover, your woman, your bound concubine, helpless and devoted to you and you only. I have never given myself to a man. It is hardly possible to, with the powers of creation and death burning inside me. If I were to orgasm, I would lose control and my powers would ignite and the man in my arms would burn like paper. But this collar, this makes it possible. Do you understand yet what I am offering you, beautiful man, my guardsman, my protector, my love? If I wear this collar and you ravish my body, if you give me what no mortal has ever given me, if you, to speak very, very frankly, mortal man, if you penetrate me and fill me, then my powers will trickle from my body, leaving me little by little with each wanton gasp and moan. And with each plunge of your wild human cock, my powers will pour into you. And when, at last, you flood me with your seed, I will flood you in turn with my powers. They will be yours forever, and not mine. I will be only a trembling, helpless woman in your arms, a woman with otherworldly beauty and great feathered wings. You could cast me aside then, I suppose, or abandon your post and leave me here, naked and unprotected. But you won't. I trust you. I have watched you battle at the doors of my shrine and stand vigil outside my fountain so many nights, protecting me from any who would defile my holy place. If you only knew how many times I have watched you, secretly by moonlight, while you stood guard, how the sacred place between my thighs grew hot and wet at the sight of you, your bronzed shoulders, your wild hair in the moonlight. Oh, mortal, once when you didn't know I was looking, when you were weary and victorious from destroying a great serpent that tried to slither into my sanctuary, you strode to this very fountain and dared to bathe your face and hands in it. And when you straightened, the water ran down your body in little rivers. And I gasped. My nipples swelled and tightened. These very nipples that are hardening against your chest even now. My angelic pussy clenched with heat. I wanted to run to you on my soft feet and enfold us in my wings and press my lips to you and kiss every droplet of water from your body. How I burned for you, mortal. How I burn for you now. Do you smell my heat, oh my beautiful protector? My scent. Do you smell how I burn at your touch? I want to give you my love and my powers and all that I am. Here, let me unbuckle your armor. I want you naked. There. Your chest. Your wonderful chest. Does it delight you if your seraph runs her fingers down your chest? I am glad. Oh. Here, feel my soft, small hands around your cock. Oh, this cock. I didn't realize it would be this hard. Do my fingers feel gentle and good? My love, I want you. I want this cock. I want to feel things I have never felt. I want to make you feel such things. I want to spend the rest of eternity caressing this cock, giving you my body and my heart. When I surrender my powers to you tonight, I will surrender everything. Everything you wish of me. Everything. I want to let this beautiful cock into my holy place. Only please, please take my gift. Lock me. Think of how you could protect me during the dark nights to come. With all my powers at your beck and call, Think of how you could rest in pleasure and delight after each battle with me at your beck and call. I don't want to burn with power anymore. I want to burn with love. Will you lock the golden collar? Will you lock me? Will you love me? Eliana of the Seraphim yearns to be your lover and your conquest. Lock me and kiss me, mortal. Claim your reward, and the relic will do the rest. Oh. Oh. I am frightened, but I want this more than I have wanted anything since the beginning of the universe. These are tears of joy, mortal man. The collar, the golden relic, is locked on me. I can never remove it. Your hands have locked it. Your hands on me. Only one thing remains. Take me. Take my power. Take my soft, angelic pussy. Enslave me, my guardsman, my master. My heart is enslaved to you already. I want to feel what a human woman feels. Show me what a human woman feels in your arms. Show me. Oh, my love, show me. Yes, yes. Lie on top of me in my garden. Let my feathered wings be our bed, and my breasts can be your pillow. Do you like my breasts, mortal? Many demons have wished to grasp them, and you have kept those vile fiends away from me. Now my breasts are for your loving touch. Oh, they ache to be touched. Will you touch them, my warrior? Will you? I never knew your hands would feel this warm. I never knew. Oh, I never knew my nipples could get so hard. Are you going to your, your mouth on my breasts. I am your slave. Do with me as you will, my human lover, please. Your tongue leaving my nipples. Oh, I can't bear it. What you're doing to me. Oh, feel my back arch, lifting my breasts to your hands. Oh, your mouth. I want more, more. Only, do not let me come until you have filled me. You must take my powers first. You must have your way with me, my love. Surely you have longed to. Surely you have gazed at me night after night, as hungrily as I have at you. My thighs are parted. My legs are open. I am open for you, mortal man. open and so wet. Do you want me? Oh God, yes, how you settle between my thighs. Oh mortal, your hips are so muscled, so powerful, that thick, hard human cock pressed to my softness, you make me tremble. Oh, how I cling to your shoulders. I, who once tipped a continent into the sea, I am trembling for you. Do you want me? Will you be gentle, my mortal lover? I may have powers of the seven heavens, powers I will give to you. Powers that you will take from my body in vigorous and virile thrusts in just a moment. Power to burn a demon from the air, or bless a river until it runs with milk and honey, or make a paradise bloom from billows of volcanic ash. Such powers. But for all my power, and in all the ages of my existence, my soft, angelic pussy has never been touched, never been penetrated, never been taken by any man or seraph. It is yours. I am yours now, between my thighs. I am as gentle and vulnerable as a flower glistening with dew. I glisten. Feel my soft petals kiss the tip of your cock. Do not make me beg. No seraph has ever begged a mortal for anything. Don't make me plead. Only be gentle with me, my lovely man. Be gentle. In me. So thick. Conquer me. Conquer me, mortal. Conquer me. Yes. Yes. Take my breasts. Hold my breasts and love me. Love me. I love you. I love you. I love you. My thighs shake. I am holding back. I am holding back. I cannot come until you do. You have to take my powers, every drop I have. Then it will be safe. Then I will be yours forever and ever and forever, my mortal man, my mortal beast, my wild protector. I can feel my powers flowing from my body, gushing from me. The power to grow a forest, to bring light to the wild dog. The power to bless or to curse or to rain fire on an unrepentant city. The power to raise the dead. All of it. All of my powers. They flow from me. Take them all, My love, take them all. Are you close? Are you close, my beautiful man? My beautiful man, how you thrust in me. You are pounding me like you could break me. Oh, you make me wail like a witch in the night. Let me kiss your neck, your face, your mouth. Is this what a woman feels? What a woman feels when she is pinned and penetrated and conquered and loved with your kisses on my neck and your hands on my tits and your wild cock inside me. My nails, they dig into your shoulders. Forgive me. I would bring you no pain. I can barely hold on. Conquer me. Come in me. Conquer me. I am yours. Forever yours. Make me yours. Take me. Take me. Yes. Yes. Come in me. Come inside me. I'm going to come on your cock. Your helpless angel is going to come on your cock. I love you. I am still milking your cock. I felt you pulse in me. Oh, mortal, my mortal, oh, my lover, my master. So that is what a woman feels. I am covered in a sheen of sweat. I didn't know I could sweat. I am still an angel, feathered and delicate and holy, but without power, helpless, conquered. Yours. Do you feel the powers coursing in your blood? They were mine, but they are yours now. You could ravage me all night like a stallion and not grow tired. You have such power. What will you do with it, my love, my master? Oh, yes, you are right. You did fight hard this day, and I did promise you rest. When you are ready, if you can bear to let your cock slip from me, I'm not sure I could bear it. But when you are ready, Lie back and let me show you how an angelic concubine gives her man rest and pleasure. There. Oh, my thighs are still shaking. That was so wonderful. I never knew. I can feel your seed leaking from me. Angels cannot bear children, but you have the power of creation now. If you choose, you can change my body. You can make me pregnant if you ever wish it. Now, let me just kiss your chest. I will hold my wings above us like a canopy. I was so loud, my love. What if my acolytes heard? I sent them from the shrine, but they may not be far. Those sweet human girls might be jealous, and my cheeks burn at the thought. Next time, Master, if you should wish to have me again, if you still want me, maybe you could cover my mouth, so no one will hear me but you, when you do that to me again. Please, do that to me again. Do not let tonight be the last time. I love you so, so much I could break. But I have no power anymore. No power to compel or command, only to plead. I am helpless now. I am at your mercy, my protector. Let me kiss your thighs. Your cock is so gentle against my cheek. May I kiss your cock, Master? My lips are so gentle. And my tongue. This cock made me feel so much. I love this cock. I worship this cock. I confess, I hardly know what to do. I am an angel. I am your angel. I have never kissed a cock. Put it in my mouth. I can do that. The taste of you and the way you moan for me. I once helped make a planet, but even then, I have never experienced such a joy as I do tonight in just giving you pleasure, in giving you love. Do you want my love? Please, don't be quiet. Let me hear you moan, my love. Moan for me, please. Your low, masculine moans make me so wet, wetter than I can bear. Please moan for me. Please moan. Be loud for me. Let me know I give you pleasure. Please, please moan for me. Like that. Yes, loud, loud, I want to hear you. Yes. Oh, you're getting so hard in my mouth, I can barely. I do not need to breathe right now. I just need to love you. I want to swallow your seed. I will caress your balls with my fingers so gently. And my feathers can caress your thighs and chest. Oh, my beautiful man, my master, my love. I am your angel in a golden collar, naked and surrendered and soft, breathless in your arms with your cum leaking down the inside of my thigh. And I want so much. I want your cum. I want your cum in my mouth. I want your cum in my mouth. I want to taste it. Please. I love you, mortal. I love you. Eliana loves you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You came in my mouth. You fed me. No one has ever fed me before. You fed me your wild human cum. It was so warm and so good. My master, I will rest here with my cheek on your thigh. Unless you tell me otherwise, I am yours. Your angel, your love slave, your woman. I am your woman. Do you love me too? You do not have to answer if you do not wish to. It's enough that I love you, and I am in your arms, your willing captive, powerless. May I rest my cheek against your chest? Thank you. I will cup your balls in my soft hand, and I'll just rest here. I can hear your heartbeat. I can feel the surge of power in you. All that power. It used to be in me. Now I feel so light and free. With this collar locked on my throat, I feel so free. My protector. I am so grateful. Do you wish the acolytes to know what we have done? My faithful shrine maidens, the virgin novices, when they return, you could have me kneeling at your feet, my wrists and my wings behind me, my shoulders back, my breasts lifted, my naked beauty bared, displaying the woman you own. Or I could still sit on my marble seat by the fountain, regal though powerless. For all appearances, a regal and powerful seraph, yet, lowering my eyes when you glance at me, ready to run to you and cover you in kisses at your word. I suppose if the shrine maidens do find out, some of them might burn with lust. You would be as a god to them, immortal now, and holding all the powers of light and darkness. And they might desire to surrender their purity to you, even as I have. I wouldn't mind. Only let me love you, and let me swallow your cum whenever you desire. Eliana of the Seraphim belongs to you. You are my lord now, and I, your naked angel, until the ending of the world. I want nothing more than to lie here naked in your arms, with my breasts pressed to you and my soft heat still slick and wet where I am pressed to your thigh. This is all I ever want. I love you. I love you. Will you kiss me? Will you take my breasts in your hands and kiss me, my lord? Kiss me. Oh, your hands on me. Oh, I am yours. I love you.